Now I invite you to relax, close your eyes, and put all of your attention on the breath, moving in and out of the body with great ease. We don't have to stress or effort to move the breath in the body. It just happens. With our attention on it and our intention, we can expand that breath throughout every cell in the body with a life-giving force. With the light, with the peace that lets us know we are always connected with the divine. We are always divinely guided, divinely inspired when we avail ourselves to it, when we open our awareness, when we practice presence, just being still. We're going to open the chakras, clear the chakras, our primary energy centers, just for this purpose today, to assist us in being still, in being open to inspiration, to joy, to vitality, to optimal health in all areas of our life. Mental, emotional, physical health, and joy in everything we do. It is our inherent nature to always be vital, to always feel alive and inspired. So why don't we? Well, it is really a matter of the stillness. Let's devote this time together to support that, to be open, to be clear. And we'll start first with attention on the lower chakra, chakras. We're going to start with the base or root chakra in the pelvic region and tailbone area. This is our connection to Mother Earth, our connection to our ancestors. It is a seat of confidence, security, and safety in being in this body when it is clear, when it is clean. Extending from this root or base chakra are our earth chakras. If you can imagine a cord going from your tailbone all the way down into the center of the earth. And if you could understand how powerful this cord is to keep you feeling connected, to allow you to use this body, this physical vehicle for spirit, for your spirit to experience life through in this incarnation, and how powerful this cord of connection to Earth is to sustain your health and your life and your vitality. You would remind yourself every day if you realized how powerful that connection is. You may remind yourself every day to put your attention and your awareness there and build that awareness. So imagine the cord going all the way down from the tailbone to the very center of the earth, expanding, extending from this energy connection, our roots, earth chakras, extending into the beautiful mantle and beyond of dear Mother Earth, connecting you with all other beings on this planet, and whomever have been on this planet, connecting you with the rich resources that Mother Earth has, the elementals, the spirit of nature. We open and clear these earth chakras and the base chakra, seeing a beautiful light, a red color light, beautiful rich red, frequency of grounding in this area, in these energy centers, in these nodes that extend like acupoints on the meridians in the body. We have these roots that extend deep into the earth with different points of intersection. And there are chakras at these points, and they are great energy centers. So as we put attention on this rich color red in the base chakra and in these earth chakras, we now release with the light and our attention and intention. We release all limiting patterns. We open up and purge these areas of any congested energies, fear-based memories, traumatic memories passed through our ancestors, passed through others who have been in this planet during times of great change in the past. We clear all of this and transform it back to pure light energy. Simply with your attention and intention in this area and your willingness to let go of limitation. Just open yourself and let go of any fear that would keep you from feeling safe and secure in this body, in this incarnation, on this planet at this time. You are pure and perfect as you were created. Nothing has ever changed that, nor will ever change that. You are loved. You are deeply held in the highest regard by all beings and by Divine Creator. Breathe. Breathe your life into this body, into these energy centers, and open them. We move from this area of the lower chakras, the earth and base chakra, in this beautiful, rich, reddish light in this area, beautiful, deep red light. We move our attention and we move the light up to expand and extend to the sacral chakra by the navel. Our relationships, creativity, abundance, sexuality. And each chakra, in addition to all that is spoken right now, know that each chakra serves to support the vitality and health of all cells, all organs, all glands, all systems in your body. As we move up through the chakras and we clear them, we open the energy channels to support greater health and vitality physically, emotionally, mentally. So in this second chakra, the sacral chakra, we bring in the beautiful color orange, rich orange light, clearing and cleansing, dissolving away all fear, all limiting patterns, ancestral patterns. We clear from each and every chakra any psychic cords that are fear-based and holding limitation in place. These are simply energetic agreements we have with others we're either in relationship with or have been in relationship with, that have unfinished, unhealed business at hand. We clear all these as well, dissolving all into the light, sending these frequencies back to all sources as healed, healing energy, healing all relationships implied. We release from this sacral chakra any blockages to creativity, any limiting beliefs, thoughts, emotions, feelings, and other factors that are holding you in limitation around abundance and prosperity, any unhealed patterns around sexuality. Simply dissolving everything back into a beautiful light, bringing this chakra into optimal alignment, spin, form and function with all other chakras below, and expanding this light now a few inches above, going right up your midline with these chakras. These are the seven main chakras plus the earth chakras we spoke about that we are putting attention on. There are 72 or more chakras in and around the body. So we intend, as we open each of these main chakras and bring them into harmony and balance, that all other chakras in and around the body come into optimal form, function, alignment, and spin. That they serve you well and serve this body well and assist you in being safe, secure, healthy, whole, still, so that you can open yourself to the divine within and be at peace, be in joy, feel vitality, feel connected to Source, to God. Be inspired. We move our attention up from this sacral chakra to the solar plexus. Again, this is a few inches above the sacral chakra. And right at the base, in the midline, and right at the base of your rib cage, right in the center there. Putting your awareness there. And imagining, our imagination is so powerful, imagining a beautiful yellow, rich light in this area, equal to that of the dear sunlight, just beautiful and radiant and full and vital. We clear from this center memories of trauma, fear-based patterns, limitations, issues around control, domination. We open up instead, as we release these back to pure light, to alignment with divine will, inspiration, empowerment, personal empowerment that only truly comes when we are aligned with divine will. When we are truly inspired and acting from love rather than fear. So all fear patterns are dissolved back into the sweetness of love. And this center opens brilliantly, connecting with all lower chakras and all other chakras in absolutely wonderful alignment and harmony. Expanding, extending this light in all of these areas. Massaging all organs in the body with these lights, with this energy. Bringing the memory of health and healing back to the body. Reminding the body how to self-regulate. Increasing the body's consciousness, its awareness. Each cell in the body has an awareness of how to regulate, how to be healthy, which under stress becomes forgotten. So we awaken the awareness of every cell in the body, every organ and gland in the body, to greater health, to remembered ideal health, to remember optimal template, blueprint for a healthy body, and to adjust each and every cell with these energy centers to create great health in the body, in the mind, in the spirit, everything aligned. any and all trapped emotions in cells throughout the body, in these centers, simply released and dissolved back into the light. We extend this light into the meridian system, clearing all meridians as we go, opening the light grid in the body to ideal health and alignment. Moving energy in this opening, moving the energy in the spine from the tailbone all the way up to the atlas at the base of the head and into the cranium, allowing energy to flow through the body, through the field, effortlessly, as is your natural state. We expand and extend the light from the solar plexus in all lower chakras up into the center of the chest, just a few inches to the right of your physical heart. This is your heart center. We are heart-centered beings. We generate a powerful torus, a powerful energy field, electromagnetic field from this heart center. It is our signature in the world. It is how we show up and how we communicate with others and their heart centers. For eons, we have learned to close these centers down, to be afraid of love, to be afraid of giving and receiving love. We have guarded our hearts. Is it any wonder why the heart pains us at times? We now put our attention in this area and remember love. It is your natural state. It is why you are here. To remember love, to release fear, and to shine brilliantly. We release all fear-based patterns, all limiting ancestral patterns, all limiting fear-based thoughts, beliefs, emotions, feelings, karmic patterns, and other factors that have closed the heart, that have guarded the heart, that have suppressed the magnificent light that wants to shine brilliantly from you in all directions. We dissolve all these patterns back into light and open this center up as it's meant to be, shining your light brilliantly in all directions, for the light from our chakras is not restricted to just the front. It extends in all directions from our body. And it creates, it extends primarily front and back from these centers, but generates all the way around. And we create a wonderful field of communication with all other beings. We open this center up. We thank our ancestors. Thank your ancestors for all that they have done, for all that they have achieved. Everyone always does the very best they can at their level of understanding or consciousness in the moment. We can never do more than that. So as we open the heart, compassion grows. And in that compassion, we can dissolve the judgments that we may have on ourselves and on others that hold us back, that keep us imprisoned. All we need do is be willing to surrender all that we have used to keep us from peace to the divine. And just that act, that willingness, takes it the rest of the way for us. And we become what we are truly meant to be, compassionate, loving beings. This is a beautiful green light with pink overtones, extending in all directions. Extend this light throughout your chest, through the upper back. Let it dissolve away any stress in the shoulders and the back. Let it extend and join all the other chakras in harmony, in balance, in beautiful expression. We bring this light up to the center of the throat, to the area of the larynx, the thyroid, that very center of the throat, to the throat chakra. Are you speaking your truth? Are you being in truth? Are you divinely inspired and expressing that in all areas and all relationships in your life? If you are not, you close this area down. Is it any wonder? There are so many issues in this area. So we put our loving attention on this area and we dissolve all fear, thought patterns, emotional patterns, feeling patterns. Patterns that we've used to suppress ourselves, beliefs, storylines. Dissolving it all into a beautiful blue light. An elegant blue with overtones of teal and different shades. Let this light glow brightly in this throat area. Give yourself permission to speak your truth, to be aligned and in integrity with truth, to be aligned with divine will and connecting. This is a connection point between heart and brain, between heart chakra and brow chakra. Connecting our heart-centeredness with our inner wisdom and allowing us to express it in this world. Open and expand this area, releasing any and all stress from the jaw, the occipital region, the shoulders. Just relax and receive, allowing this light to extend down the arms into the hands, the fingers. Relaxing everything, allowing energy to flow effortlessly and gracefully throughout the body. We connect this light with all lower chakras and all upper chakras as we expand and extend our attention and our awareness now up into the area of the head, the cephalic region. Bringing the light up into the area of the head, we put our awareness on the center of the brows, right between your eyebrows and slightly above to the brow chakra. This is sometimes called the third eye. And it symbolizes, in a healthy state, our awakened vision, our inner vision, our wisdom, our connection with inspiration and that inner wisdom and divine connection. We clear this area of any and all energetic debris, all blockages, all self-doubt, judgment, fear of stepping forward and really recognizing our greatness, not the greatness that comes from us, but the greatness that comes through us, as we all have that. Releasing all fear of recognition of true self, self connected through heart, through mind, through soul, with the divine, and with all aspects of creation. We open this center and we see a beautiful indigo light here, brilliantly shining. Allow this light to shine brightly. Clear of all congestion, all debris. Expanding, extending throughout the head. Clearing any and all congestion in the pineal gland, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the brain. The neurologic system moving down through the whole nervous system, extending and expanding, connecting all other energy centers with the nervous system, moving throughout the body in each and every cell, each and every organ and organ system. Full of vitality, full of life, full of peace, full of love, empowered, enlightened. We bring this beautiful light up to the crown of the head and the crown chakra, and connect with the crown chakra and all upper chakras, opening this crown area with a beautiful white light and beautiful violet overtones, clearing any and all congestion from the crown chakra and all upper chakras, releasing all fear-based patterns, limiting beliefs, collective field congestion, and all factors that would create distortions and block light from coming in. We open this and all upper chakras, expanding, extending this light, connecting all chakras up with our meridians, with our aura, throughout our musculoskeletal being, down the spine, up the spine, into the cranium, letting the flow of light awaken you to your potential in peace, in joy, in great vitality. Know you are loved, know you are precious, know you are always held in the highest regard, forever. Nothing can ever taint or change that. Bring some awareness to these chakras each day if you can, and just open them in that awareness. Awaken the light in these chakras and serve yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit by being in greater harmony and integrity in all areas. Be at peace and remember you are loved and you are love.